Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, smallbizbiztechnology.com. Is that right, Ramon?
That's right, Jim. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Check his website out, folks. It's a very important website. I encourage you to go there and use it to your advantage. Ramon, let me throw out a couple of things here. 10 years ago or so, big companies, large, you know, multinational type companies based in the United States, were doing 60% of their business in the United States and 40% overseas. Today, that number has inverted. 40% U.S., 60% overseas for many, many of them. All the while, small business as a class, as a group, we're continuing to create more than half of the U.S. economy and growing. We all know that small businesses create most of the jobs, and in some periods of time, all of the net new jobs.
Yeah.
Now, because we're planted in the ground, we're in the ground in America. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to be doing much offshoring. There, I see a very subtle, a very slow, a very methodical, but a very definite growth in the impact of small business on America, and I that's very exciting to me, and one of the reasons that this is happening is because of the world that you work in, and it's because of technology, the incrementalization, the democratization of technology, the cloud, et cetera, has really empowered small business owners to do more with less, and I think it's going to be even more exciting as we go every day that goes by. What do you think?
I wish I could take what you just said, Jim. I mean, I agree 100%, not just because I'm a technologist. I mean, I think of what I call, I don't know if you agree with this, but the ELANs, or O-Desk economy, which I think is underreported oftentimes. Just in the course of a month.
Tell the audience what an ELANs is.
Sure. ELANs.com or O-Desk, these are companies who allow you to find freelancers for basically anything you want. Mainly it's professional services. You need something designed. You need a website built. You want a Facebook application. You need a writer. You need somebody to take dictation for you.
Yeah.
A marketer. They can find it all. And this is how I build my business. I don't have the money or the depth right now as maybe you or some other do to have employees per se. But I can sure hire a bunch of 1099s. And that's what
I do. That's right. And these people, these people are happy to do. I mean, they love what they're doing because it gives them some flexibility. It allows them to do their work. And I agree with you. But here's the thing, Ramon. What you just described is one teeny tiny little piece of this power I'm talking about.
Right. That's true. That's very true. And I think for small businesses, you look at Main Street as you walk on the block. I think these are the ones, that are really driving the economy. Going back, not to beat a dead horse, but why I think every politician, and forget party now, why every politician would it be helped to roll up their sleeves,
That's
not
right.
for a photo shoot, and spend 6 months, maybe not even a year, that's too much for them, I get that, but 6 months or 3 months just delivering flowers, just behind the cash register to get the idea of cash flow and money and how it works.
You know, George McGovern was one of the great liberal lions of the 20th century, senator Minnesota, I think it was. And he was a great liberal lion and voted for all the things that you know, higher taxes, more regulations, et cetera, et cetera. After he retired, he moved to New Hampshire, I think it was, bought a bed and breakfast and operated it for a couple of years. And then after that said, you know what? I mean, this is a true story, folks. He said, I had no idea. He said, if I had known what businesses have to go through to run their businesses, especially small business, he said, I would definitely have voted differently. Isn't that interesting? It's just what you were saying, you know. The thing is, you mentioned the ELANs and all those kind of folks. You know, Ramon, we're not just talking about business to business or service organizations or you know, that kind of stuff. I'm also talking small business manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is allowing more small businesses to get into manufacturing. and too. I mean, we're going to be making things in the United States more than ever before. It's a very exciting time.
No, 100%. I was talking to my pastor yesterday. This is not the exact same thing as manufacturing, but the point is Google has a tool called Google Sketch, a free tool, which kind of competes head-to-head with CAD.
Right.
He designed a whole church outside with Google Sketch and then hired contractors to make it.
Preacher did that.
Yes, he did.
That's funny.
I mean,
that's funny.
If no
disrespect to preachers, but I mean, come on. Is this a new day or what? Hey, Ramon, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Pleasure. SmallBizTechnology.com. That's where you find Ramon, and he'll be back another day. Thanks again, Ramon. Thanks for your leadership. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.